We know it's important to take care of our bodies and exercise. Often we hear that we've got to strengthen and take care of our core. Here to guide us through that a little bit more is Dr. John DiMaggio with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. DiMaggio, let's first define what we mean when we talk about the core.
Often there's I feel like there's a common misconception. If someone says strengthen your core, it's okay, I'll go do more crunches. And ultimately your abs or the rectus abdominis is the thing that you see when someone has a six pack. That's pretty much 1/6 of your core. I like to describe the core as like a cube. So the bottom being your pelvic floor, which is essentially the internal muscles you have. Your glutes also contribute to hip stability. Then the back would be like your paraspinal muscles, the things that help you flex and extend your spine. Then you have on the sides and sort of what's referred to as your corset. It's the transverse abdominis, and that's usually the muscle that's undertrained, underconditioned, and it's extremely, it's imperative that that one is functioning just as well as the others. So continuing with, and then your respiratory diaphragm is the top of it. So
how do we, when we talk about the core, and that's a good description, but when we talk about the core, how do we activate it? What's a good way to address that area?
So a simple, a lot of times it becomes deactivated because of the mind-muscle connection. So over time with sitting, it becomes deconditioned, then your body finds a way around it. So you end up using your back muscles more than you should your core muscles, which often leads to the injury. So if you're bending over, a lot of times the easiest just to tell somebody that you want to, if possible, squat at the hips. You know, if you're elderly or stiff or whatever the case may be, that may not be as easy as it sounds. But if you do have to bend, really trying to draw your belly button toward your spine is going to activate that transverse abdominis, and that's the one that's going to sort of cinch things down, create the pressure you need in your abdomen to keep your lumbar spine safe. And just being conscious of what you're doing. You know, everyone tells you to lift with your legs. If you're trying to move a couch, you know, you want to be in a good position to really get under that and have your legs and your glutes, like I was talking about, stabilize your pelvis and then your lower back so that the strain is on the larger muscles that can handle the load and not your lower back and the discs and all the ligaments that are holding things together.
You mentioned crunches, and that seems to be decreasing in popularity. Because some of the risks associated with that. What are some other good core exercises that might help address that area?
So these are extremely simple, and you may not even sweat doing them. It's more of connecting your mind. Like I said, the mind-muscle connections, what happens, these muscles turn off and then they don't fire. So all we want to do is really get your body reconnecting with them, and that way next time you do bend over, they're going to be a little bit more active and hopefully stabilizing your spine. So you can lie on your back, like I was talking about, with feet bent, just drawing and working on drawing your belly button towards your spine and activating that transverse abdominis. That's going to help stabilize the spine when you're bending, sitting for periods of time. And it like I said, it's extremely underused, usually underdeveloped, and that's something that once we can strengthen that, we can often prevent some of these injuries. Another exercise that they do them a lot here for patients with low back pain is a log roll. And so you're also laying on your back, knees bent with the feet on the ground, and you're going to have, so if you want to roll to your right, you're going to have your arms extended over your sternum, your chest, middle of your chest. You want to keep your hips in line with your sternum. So as you roll about a quarter turn to the right, you want to keep your body together. And that's really going to activate the core and help with some thoracic mobility as well. Just one more is a glute bridge as well. And so that's also laying on your back, your feet planted into the ground. And you want to work on contracting your glutes, like I was talking about earlier, that stabilize your hips, and activating the glutes too. They're often forgotten. You know, people sit for long periods of time and we start to get tight hip flexors and weak glutes. So you'll get a tipping of the pelvis and things like that that often put the spine in a vulnerable position. So activating the glutes is really going to help hold things together. So driving your feet into the ground and then pushing your pelvis toward the ceiling, keeping your midsection in one straight line. And you can often hold those or do reps, you know, whichever seems to be easiest. Generally, people that have a weak core will start shaking if they try to hold it. And that's just, you know, your body's working. So give it a rest, try to do a couple more and you can build on them. And I mean, they're extremely simple to start and you can always make them more difficult from there.
It's important to exercise, but you've got to do it the right way. The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can help, whether you're just starting out or whether you're a pro who has maybe hit some bumps along the way. Give them a call today to see what they can do for you. 918-743-3737.